This is Fresh Air. The Beatles overwhelmed America when they led the British invasion in 1964, but within a few months, many other bands were vying for attention. Most of them managed a hit or two, but Herman's Hermits hit the American pop charts a total of 22 times. Bear Family Records has released a 66-track compilation of their work called The Best of Herman's Hermits. Rock historian Ed Ward has this review.
Hey girls, who's your favorite Hermit? Only one answer to that question, of course. It had to be Herman. The other four guys, who knew their names? If you were really up on things, you knew Herman's real name was Peter Noon. But unless you were British, you probably didn't know that he'd begun his show business career in 1961 under the name Peter Novak, playing a recurring character on the British soap opera Coronation Street. He was all of 13 at the time, and only 15 when he joined the Heartbeats, a Manchester quartet looking to make it on the coattails of bands from that city's rival, Liverpool. With Noon's arrival, the band changed its name to Herman and the Hermits, and acquired two managers, Harvey Lisberg and Charlie Silverman, who also wrote songs. Noting the band's popularity at home, Lisberg and Silverman bundled them down to London, where they recorded two of their songs with producer Ron Richards, who was working with another Manchester band, The Hollies.
Only last night I thought about you, and I know I just can't live without you. You, yes, you.
Mickey Most, a hotshot young producer currently working with the Animals, heard the demo and told the managers that if they replaced the rhythm section, he'd take a chance with them. And the new guitarist, Derek Leck Leckenby, said he thought the name Herman's Hermits would be better, so they changed it. In July 1964, Most finished producing the Animals and took the Hermits on for his next production, a recent hit for an American singer, Earl Jean, written by the dynamic duo of Carole King and Jerry Goffin.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Oh yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good. She's the kind of girl.
Copying the original in everything but gender, the record soared to the top of the British charts and scored an American deal with MGM, which had already signed the Animals. It only got to number 13 in the States, but the follow-up hit number 2, and Hermania, as they were calling it in England, was born.
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the bar or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat?
Their next record, an uninspired cover of the vocal group classic Silhouettes, was a top 10 hit, and next they grabbed a song from a recent British musical TV production and hit the jackpot.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare.
Canny move. It sounded like nothing on the radio. Noon emphasized his Mancunian accent when he said enough, and Herman's Hermits became the band to watch in 1965. Mickey Most wasn't fond of the song and only agreed to release it stateside if MGM had a million advance orders, which came soon enough. They signed on to Dick Clark's Caravan of Stars, a major American group tour, and were tapped to appear in a quickie film, When the Boys Meet the Girls, for which they recorded a song that MGM wanted out immediately.
Listen, people, to what I say. I say, everybody's got to have their day, and don't you know that everybody's got to love.
Their British record company didn't like it and released an old music hall tune, I'm Henry VIII, I Am, instead. Most didn't want that out in America, but MGM came up with its million pre-orders again, so he caved. After it had hit number one, they released Listen People, which hit number three in early 1966. But the Hermits had a problem besides the fact that they had no identity. They were totally dependent for most of their career on outside songwriters. Neither the band nor Noon wrote early on, so they went to Mickey Most's extensive network of writers. Not only Goffin and King, but Burt Bacharach and Hal David, Steve Barry and P.F. Sloan and other Teen Pan Alley songwriters, and in Britain, Graham Goldman, who later went on to 10cc, Ray Davies, who wrote Dandy for them and recorded it himself with the Kinks, and a young folk rocker Most was grooming for stardom, Donovan.
I drink sweet wine for breakfast. I slept.
By the time Museum came out in the summer of 1967, Herman's Hermits were over in America. Noon cheerfully admits that they weren't in it to make grand statements or break creative boundaries. They were in it for the kicks, the hits, the tours, the fun. After their run of hits evaporated, they continued to tour in places like the Philippines, Japan, and Australia, but made their last single in 1970, after which Noon started a solo career. The Hermits tried to make a go without him, but it failed. Oh, in their names? Carl Green, bass, Barry Whitwam, drums, Keith Hopwood, guitar, and Derek Leck Leckenby, guitar. Well done, lads.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times.
Ed Ward is the author of the upcoming book, The History of Rock and Roll, Volume 1, 1920 to 1963. The music he played today is from Herman's Hermits, the best of Herman's Hermits, on Bear Family Records. Monday on Fresh Air, we talk with Scott Rudin. The Tony Awards are June 12th, and 5 shows on which he was lead producer are nominated for Tonys. He's also a movie producer and has done films with the Coen brothers, Wes Anderson, Paul Thomas Anderson, and David Fincher. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.B. Nesper. John Sheehan directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.